Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, talking marijuana with State Senator Tick Seggebloom for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Tick Seggebloom. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Happy to be here.
Let's talk about medical marijuana, the topic of the day. Where are we at this point in time? Because it seems like things are changing almost from week to week.
Well, I hate to say it, but we're kind of in a holding pattern. We have dispensaries that have been licensed and approved and opened, but they don't have anything to sell. And so we're waiting for somebody to grow who will then turn around and sell it to the dispensary and open it up. I mean, it's my point of view, it's tragic that we waited. It's been 2 years since we first passed the bill, and we still have not had one gram sold legally.
All right, so what is the problem from the growing point of view?
I honestly think so many people invested so much money in the process that by the time they got their license, they were just exhausted. And now everybody's trying to figure out, you know, how much can we grow and what's going to happen with recreational. And so people kind of dropped the ball and said no one started growing. And there's a huge demand out there, and there's several dispensaries that are ready to go, but no grower has actually broken ground and got the plants up and running. And so it could be, you know, in a couple of weeks. They say that there's a couple out there, but it's so frustrating for me.
That seems so bizarre. You would have thought that was one of the first things they would have thought about was, we're in the legal process, let's get the growing process going.
Yeah, what can I say? It's just it's one of those things where I'm not sure what happened, but we've got the best and the brightest from around the country who invested in Nevada, who have ownership interests here. So I know once they set their mind to it, we'll get it going. It's just, let's get going, guys.
All right. Now, is the three-tier system already in place in Nevada?
No, that's part of the IP1, which will be on the ballot in 2016.
All right. So at this point in time, you could potentially grow and distribute and sell.
And manufacture in the same building. In fact, we have a location over here on Boulder Highway that's all set to do that. It's so frustrating to think that the same owners own both pieces and still can't get it figured out.
That's kind of nuts. I would make a joke here, but I don't think it's appropriate. But what's going to happen to those folks if legal goes through in 2016?
Well, remember,
will they be
the medical marijuana people will still be medical marijuana, and our medical marijuana law won't change. So they'll be able to grow and give herself to themselves just like they currently can. They also are grandfathered into the recreational. So if you have a medical marijuana license, you will have the ability to get a recreational license without any strings attached. But those, if you do have recreational, then it'll be a different issue. So if you grew and you sold, you would have to then sell it to a distributor and then turn around and have the distributor sell it back to you. Now that person, you could be your own distributor if you qualify, but the reality is there is that third element in there.
All right, let's talk about your concerns about the marijuana business at this point in time, because you've seen what's going on in Colorado. Do you have concerns?
I haven't seen any problems. We visited Colorado, we talked to the legislators, we talked to the bureaucrats. There are a couple of people who had some issues, but the reality is it's amazing how it's rolled out and there's been so few issues. They're actually having to give a tax rebate because they raised so much money that they have to give it back to the public. Everything I can tell is it's just what everybody promised.
Okay, what about the edibles? That seems to be an area where the dosage is not clear and people are taking too much. Or do you feel, and let me ask you this to give you an honest chance to answer, is it being overblown by the media and the problem is not as great as it appears to be?
Well, I think it's both. First, we do have to educate people more. In Colorado, everything is labeled and it's very closely monitored. So if you buy something, you know how much is in that. But whether you eat one of those or 10 of those, obviously, is up to you. If you eat one, you're probably fine. If you eat 10, then it's an overdose. But the reality is, if you look at the amount that is sold versus the problems that have arisen, it's minuscule. And it's a drug. I mean, I'm not encouraging people to take marijuana. I don't encourage people to drink. I don't encourage them to smoke. I don't encourage them to gamble. But the reality is these are vices that people do. And if you compare the amount of problems we've had with marijuana versus alcohol, the kids that go out and get drunk and have a car wreck, or you can even die of alcohol poisoning or alcoholics, I mean, there's the problem with marijuana is so much less than other drugs, and mainly with alcohol. There's not even a comparison.
What about police issues? I mean, have you talked to law enforcement? Have you talked to the sheriff here in Clark County to see what his concerns are?
Well, their biggest concern is to get this thing up and running. They're trying to actually help. One of the things that's going on, it was currently sub-home grow, so they're trying to help the home grows sell it to the dispensaries so that they can get it off the street and they will know when they raid a house whether it's a legitimate business or not legitimate business. So they're very concerned about these grow houses that are springing up. But at the end of the day, I think they're ready to get out of the marijuana business. I mean, they realize it is not the problem. I mean, we've got problems with heroin. We've got lots of problems in the country, but just marijuana is not a big problem. So the fact is, if you look at Colorado, they're saying that actually Colorado products are being imported back into Mexico. The quality is so good. So the Mexican mafia is upset. So.
Stole my thunder on my next question.
Okay. But anyway, so the reality is it is going to, in my opinion, get rid of that gray area and that black market and the mafia aspect and legitimize it, for better or worse.
Now, people in Nevada cannot buy, for example, from people in Northern California in Mendocino County.
No, and that's one of the ironies or the problems with the being illegal in the federal law is you can't cross state lines, because if we could, we could just buy it and bring it over and sell it and it wouldn't be a problem.
Do you have concerns about the new attorney general that President Obama has? Because she is not in favor of legalized marijuana or legalized anything.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. I mean, she hasn't articulated as well as her predecessor, but she hasn't said she's going to roll back what he did. And so our biggest problem really is Congress, trying to get Congress on board. But if you follow it, even Congress has passed a couple of laws which are very proactive, trying to keep the federal government out of the states. So all in all, our biggest problem right now is frankly is banking. And that's something we're working on. We actually passed, Senator Farley passed a bill which will enable us to have a state bank, assuming we can negotiate some federal issues. But that's the biggest problem, just the cash out there, and you get a bank, and then the bank says, oh, sorry, we can't deal with you, and so you have to find another bank.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tick Sagerblum when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Tick Sagablum. We were talking at the break here about the ability of Republicans and Democrats to work together in this past session. Were there some surprises for you?
Absolutely. First off, even though I strongly supported their opponents, the two Republican women who came to the state Senate, I thought were both very progressive, very willing to work with me and work with the Democrats. And, of course, the Democrats worked with Senator Roberson to get taxes through, lots of education reforms through. So all in all, I'd have to say it was the best session that I've been through, and it was my fifth session. So.
And you're looking forward to the next session because these people have now got their feet grounded.
Absolutely. I mean, I still hope that we, being the Democrats, will take control. But the reality is I look forward to working with the Republicans because, you know, at the end of the day, making Nevada better from governor percent of all on down is what we're here for. And people run for office to make the world better, not just to be out there on the fringes. So.
Well, I got to ask you, though. I mean, you know, with how much was accomplished on the Democratic side this time, do you really want to see change in the next session? I mean, don't you want to just see more of this cooperation?
Well, frankly, what I'd like to see is, now that we have the money, now I'd like to go back and be in control and dictate where that money goes. I mean, we gave our votes to help get the money there, but we gave up a lot of control over of some of the education issues and some of the other things.
Well,
but,
all right, so for example, give us some of the education issues.
Well, the biggest one from my perspective is what I would call a voucher program. I think the governor calls it something different, but the thought that we would give anybody $5,000 to send their kid anywhere to the Meadows or somewhere else.
This is the education savings account.
Right, right. I just don't think that's wise public policy, and hopefully the courts will strike it down. Because that's really the demise of public school system as we know it.
Okay, but, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you look at the school system, you look at graduation rates, everybody has concerns about that. But at the same time, I don't see a huge charter school business in place to suddenly, you know, compete with the Clark County School
District.
And
it's not going to. I mean, I think for 2 years, we'll let the experiment play out and see where it goes. But if you, over 20 years, say, okay, here's $5,000, go where you want to go, you're going to see white flight like you've never seen before. And that's the real problem. If you let the best and the brightest go to charter schools, then what you're left with is trying to educate what is already becoming a very minority-dominated district.
Okay, but I guess my point is, and I understand your point, but, you know, you have an example on one side like the Andre Agassi School, which I don't think anybody would argue is a wonderful school, and everybody would like their kids to go there. But you don't see 10 of those, you know, staring at you in the face that want to come into Clark County and start.
No, again, let's see. But I think the problem is with this $5,000, you're going to see a lot of scams come up where people take the $5,000, put an online school together. There's just going to be lots of unintended consequences, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, what's happening with charter schools is basically already white flight, and I don't think that's something we want to encourage, at least not with state resources.
Okay, are you seeing new charter schools already popping up?
Well, the ones that have popped up are basically predominantly all white. You know, they're creaming off people that don't want to have their children go to regular public schools, and those are predominantly white families.
All right, so, but if you continue with this program, would you like to see where there was some, I hate to use the word quota, but some quota for having, you know, Hispanic, African American, Chinese, whatever, kids being a part of that school? Like you do with the magnet schools, where you have schools in very poor districts in Clark County, but where you bring people from other parts of town that are from a more financially secure basis, better educated.
But that's what we have. That's why you have a public school system. And if the public school system is too black and white, then you do. You put more resources into schools on the edge, so we encourage people to come back into the inner cities, or enable people to leave the inner cities and go out to the suburbs. But the reality is that's the public school system. That's what it ought to be designed to. When you start bringing the third party for-profit enterprise into this process, that's where you get in trouble. And when you have a Gorman or some of these other religious schools, there's all kinds of things that can happen when the public is subsidizing those schools. And people obviously have a right to spend their own money to send their kids somewhere, but that should not be my tax dollars should not go to that. If we don't like the way the system was working, then put more money into the public school system, and as you said, use these magnet schools. Both my kids went to magnet schools. They were fantastic. There's more merit scholars at Clark High School, where my kids went, than any school in Clark County, even the Meadows or Palo Verdes, because we have a magnet school where kids go there and get a great education.
But you you don't want to see money going to religious schools either?
Not taxpayer money. I think that's a clear violation of the Constitution. And plus, it's not something I should not be using my tax money to subsidize a religious education.
All right, let's take a break. Well, we'll take Segelblum when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Leash tugging and pulling is a very common problem, many times resulting from overexcitement. Finally, there's a simple, effective, no-pull answer, Thunder Leash. When your dog pulls or reacts, Thunder Leash's ingenious, on-demand, no-pull design creates simple, safe pressure around your pet's torso. When your dog pulls, gentle pressure is applied. The result, no pulling.
She was pulling me off my feet now. It's a completely different experience using the Thunder Leash. Two completely different dogs.
Retractable and standard versions now available at PetSmart, Petco, and other fine pet retailers.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us, because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
A fire-adapted community is prepared to survive a wildfire with little or no firefighter assistance. To help prevent ignition by embers, remove dead and dying plants from around your home. Be sure to remove low-hanging branches and the flammable plants underneath your trees, also known as ladder fuels. Non-flammable plants and pathways create separation and help prevent fire from spreading to your home. Make it
lean, clean, and green.
Visit livingwithfire.info for more tips to save your home.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Tick Segelblum. Okay, Governor Sandoval gets the commerce tax passed. What does this mean for his political future? Does he have one?
You know, I honestly think that even though they've kind of poo-pooed the rumor that he's going to be vice president for Bush, I could see Bush, if he got the nomination, saying, you know, just think outside the box. Here we have a young, attractive ex-federal judge who has promoted all kinds of issues which normally I wouldn't support. But the fact is, he's somebody that's going to be able to reach out to Democrats. So I could see him being vice president. And I could clearly see him being something in 2020. The guy obviously has a future. His real problem is he's not a Democrat. If he were a Democrat, he could be president of the United States.
Do you think there may be a change in party?
Yeah, I've talked about that, and I think it's pretty clear he's a Republican at heart, and he's got a lot of Republican issues that he believes in firmly. But on social issues and then on education, he stepped up to the plate. I can't criticize him. And my mother always said, watch this guy. He is fantastic, because she served with him in the legislature. And I think this session he clearly proved that that's who he is. He was willing to just jump in there and get his hands dirty like I've never seen before. And when you do that, sometimes things fall apart. But this time it worked out perfect, and he was able to pull everybody together, and we're into a new Nevada, which I've been waiting for all my life.
Were you surprised with the tax on cabs that was part of the Uber compromise?
Well, not really. I mean, the reality is, I don't know if you recall this.
I mean, it was like manna from heaven. Come on. It was a lot of money.
Ralph, I mean, that's Senator Roberson. I said, to his credit, he said, I'm going to fund the UNLV medical school, and I'm going to find it wherever I want to find it. So since he's already making the cabs unhappy, he figured I might as well add some taxes. But people forget, we gave them $3 every time they used a credit card a couple of years ago. I mean, they have had been able to get whatever they wanted for so many years that it's kind of payback's kind of funny. But it is funny that Republicans would go after that source who's been such a somewhere they've leaned on for the cabs for years.
The medical school, obviously a huge deal for Southern Nevada.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's part of our growing up. But, it's you're talking about 100 kids or something. I mean, the fact is, that I guess that's good for our ego, but we have some real issues that we need to deal with, quality of life issues and education issues and things that we still have lots of way to go. And the fact is, as I've said many times in your program, Northern Nevada has been holding us back for so many years that, you know, we need to just figure out a way to either just dominate and take over from you, or figure out a way that we can tax ourselves and spend our money, and you not tax yourselves and live in poverty. Hopefully Tesla will maybe enable you guys to realize what we've been through and realize that taxes are essential, or your quality of life goes to hell.
All right, so you are the epitome of the North-South split.
Well, in a way, but I'll tell you this, Reno, to me, looks more like me than Las Vegas does. When I see the Reno mayor and the Reno City Council, I get excited. I mean, you guys are on the move. And then when you figure out what Tesla, even though I'm not so excited about Tesla, but just the fact that you're close to the
Bay
Area.
You're not excited about Tesla?
Well, not really. I mean, the fact is, $1 billion for that to build basically batteries. I mean, if they were building cars there, if they were brought in scientists or something, but the fact is, they're just out there, you know, building batteries.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of scientists out there and a lot of manufacturing out there and potentially things that could change the world, literally the world.
Well, and that's fine.
I mean, this is Panasonic and Tesla. I mean,
well, but again, batteries are something different than scientists, and that's my problem. We have such limited water. I don't know why we're trying to build warehouses or build manufacturing. We should be focused on brain power. That should be our specialty.
Well, warehousing doesn't take water.
Well, but it brings trucks in and trucks out. I mean, the jobs in a warehouse are $15 an hour jobs. We have so little water. We should have the highest paid, best, smartest people in the world come here and live, because we have a great transportation system, we have great infrastructure for people to live here, and then not focus on growth so much.
All right, but when you look at Apex down in North Las Vegas, don't you want to see that grow? Wouldn't you like to see a replica of TRI down in Southern Nevada?
Not necessarily. I mean, what's going to go out there? It's miles out there. It's pretty much useless desert out there, and all the cars driving back and forth, the transportation, all the trucks. You know, again, what's the purpose? We already have a limited amount of
economic
water. We should be. Remember, we only have so much water. Let's compress ourselves and focus on ways to make ourselves the best, the highest quality we can be. We should be a little Vermont as opposed to trying to become some kind of an urban Ohio or something.
Okay, but don't you want to see diversification?
We're never going to diversify when you have naked women on the back of buses, when you advertise what happens here stays here. I mean, the reality is, this is always going to be limited to a few people or a few companies that are willing to come here despite what we have. But you're never going to be able to attract the kind of people you're talking about, because this is Nevada. We sell ourselves at Sin City, and that's the image we have. So who's going to move here with their family?
Okay, but you know, that You're saying that, but that's not really the reality. I mean, Las Vegas is a wonderful community. You go to the UNLV Foundation dinner, you see amazing people there. I mean, it's not like we're not attracting great people to the southern part or the northern part of the state.
Well, it may be true, but the reality is we're never going to be able to compete with a lot of places like Salt Lake or Phoenix or even Albuquerque, just given our image. That's the reality. So why try to reach out and grab the worst of the worst businesses when we can limit ourselves to a few high-quality people who are willing to overlook our image?
Well, it's interesting you say that because, I mean, Tesla, it's a 6 million square foot building that they're building to house this battery plant that the whole country was fighting to get.
But
I
we
didn't
gave
mean to get
the
into a
money.
Tussle with you on
no,
this.
No, and I don't mind Tesla itself, but it is $1 billion.
Will you come back because we're out of time? All right?
All right.
Love you being on the program. Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
Super Polygrip seals up more food particles so your food won't get stuck. And you can enjoy every single bite. Eat loud, live loud. Super Polygrip. Super Polygrip holds your dentures tightly in place. So you never have to hold back. Laugh loud, live loud. Super Polygrip.
Uh-oh, your purse is out of reach. You're distracted, frustrated, and in no time, you've got a purse pileup all over the dirty car floor. Not anymore. Introducing Purse Pouch, the handy handbag holder that keeps your purse in a pouch, so it's always secure and by your side for easy access. Just place your purse in the pouch or hammock it on the pouch, and it stays put. It's so easy. Purse Pouch hooks and hammocks between your car seats in seconds. No tools, hardware, or headaches. Instantly, that empty space between the seats is a perfect pouch that holds your purse tight right where you need it. The easy adjustable straps create a custom fit for any purse, any bag, anything, large or small. Purse Pouch holds them all. Get your very own Purse Pouch in stylish tan or black for just $10. But wait, call now and we'll double the offer and send another Purse Pouch, and it's yours free. Just pay separate processing and handling. Here's how to order.
To order the Purse Pouch for $10 plus processing and handling, call 1-800-920-1594 or order online at pursepouch.com.
On our next broadcast, attorney Jeff Silver will talk about the days of the mob in Las Vegas. We'll see you on the next broadcast.